Just to kind of finish out in terms of hormonal therapy, let's skip to the metastatic setting, and maybe if you can provide a little bit of an update on where we are with fulvestrant. There's a significant paper presented by Bill Gradishar at San Antonio. Maybe you could start out by talking about that.
The results were presented of the EFFECT study, which has compared exemestane to fulvestrant for patients who have progressed on a non-steroidal AI. And one might have guessed, I would have guessed, that fulvestrant would be more active in that setting because it's a drug of a totally different class. On the other hand, there's been lots of data suggesting that exemestane as a steroidal AI did provide decent response rates or a decent level of clinical benefit beyond the use of non-steroidal AIs. So I think it was perhaps a surprise and perhaps not that exemestane and fulvestrant in that setting appear almost identical, and there really was no big difference. And in fact, as well, when they're compared for side effects, the side effect profiles are very little different either. It was double-blinded, so there were sham injections or placebo injections in the exemestane arm, and obviously that would make the side effect profiles more similar than the real clinical setting. But I think it tells us that exemestane as a steroidal AI may have more real activity than I might have guessed, but that it and fulvestrant are both alternatives and that they have similar quality of life.
Now, in the EFFECT trial, they used the loading dose, which more people are using now in practice. What are your thoughts about that?
There's good clinical data. There's good pharmacokinetic data that using no loading dose, it takes 3 to 4 months to get up to stable state levels. And so I think most of us have gone to using a loading dose, and there doesn't seem to be any real problem with that. There's lots of safety data about it. I think there have been a number of trials using the loading dose. There don't appear to be any safety problems. I haven't seen details. A lot of the pharmacokinetic data that I've seen presented, I haven't seen published. But I think that data will be published, and I think that's a reasonable approach.